WRSR Rock School Radio. They're here. They're real. They're alive.
All right, this is everybody. This is Pooj for Rock School Radio, and I'm here with Mark Mothersbaugh from Diva. How are you?
Peachy.
Good. So you're playing here at the festival. I don't know how much of it you got to see, but overall, what's your impressions of the program, and what do you think of what we're doing here?
I'm kind of impressed with the whole concept. You know, it's who would have thought that this was the kind of a virus that that music would turn into?
And speaking on at least that respect, Devo laid the groundwork for a lot of bands in terms of using more of the electronic side of music and instruments. And so, what do you think about that in terms of you started all this and then it took this form and now you're coming back around to do this again?
Well,
I'll rephrase it.
I don't care. You can. That was a weird question, but I'm just going to retaliate with a
weird answer.
With a round the corner answer. You know, it's like when we were first starting a band, we're old. You know, first off, I got to tell you that we're old. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. If you're lucky, you'll get to be old someday. When we were young, we were listening to what was going on in the world of music around us, and we were watching what was going on in the world, and we weren't hearing music that was matching up with what we saw going on in the world. And so when we first were writing music, we were looking for ways to make sounds that we felt better reflected what the world was we were living in. You know, we were watching the Vietnam War on television. I'm from an age where my friends were all going to Vietnam. And so we were looking for ways to make the sound of V2 rockets and mortar blasts. And we were really interested in the promise of technology and also the craziness of it, you know. And so when we were looking for sounds to make and instruments to play, you know, guitar and bass and drums came along almost by default. You know, we were listening to synthesizers and we were writing songs while we were driving around in the car, listening to the windshield wipers go back and forth, and we'd use that for our rhythm section, or a washing machine in wash cycle. We would look for a beat and. Then you zip ahead 35 years, and it's kind of we played in Barcelona at the Sonar Festival last year, and it was Devo and Beastie Boys and about 90 DJs. I mean, the electronic music world is so much different than it was when we were kids, and it's like I felt like I'd come full circle when one night at about 4 a.m. There was a DJ on stage in Barcelona, and there were 30,000 kids dancing, and he had like a drum beat going, and he had like the sound, it sounded like a washing machine to me. And I was like, damn, it took this long, but it's finally happened, you know, and it was kind of like, I don't know, I just thought that was great. I loved it that I got to live long enough to hear to see 30,000 kids like dancing like crazy to a washing machine and a drum machine, and it went on for like 40 minutes. And they were just going crazy, and then before he changed to something else, it was kind of cool.
Cool. I was out walking around and I saw a lot of young Devo fans, and it's at the point where you were probably performing for these kids' parents, and now they're all here, the parents and the kids. And what do you feel about the generational gap?
I think what's happened with Devo is, you know, we weren't writing insipid, stupid songs about love or drugs or you know, like, you know, now what the current, you know, the fad was the last decade was about bitches and hoes and cops and guns and like conspicuous consumption and being as stupid as you can and being proud of it. I think Devo was about other things. We were worried about what was going on, and you know, like 30 some years ago, we'd say, it looks to us like things are devolving, you know. And people would back then, they'd go, you guys just have a bad attitude. You guys are. And now you say that to people, and they all go, yeah, things are devolved, you know. And it's, and I don't know. I think it resonates with kids. I think kids somewhere, they know that they have to, like, that they're going to inherit a planet that's more complicated and more dangerous than it was 30 years ago. They know that their parents didn't really solve all the problems of the world, you know, although in the 60s, that was the promise. Technology was beautiful, and it was going to be like a Jetsons world. By the time we got to the year 2000, it was going to be like the Jetsons, and there, you know, food would be instant, and out of a machine, it would be great for you. And, you know, instead what we got is more like Planet of the Apes, and not even a nice version of Planet of the Apes. You know, we have a very dangerous, scary version of Planet of the Apes, and kids are, I think kids, they know that that's the world they got, and so it's on some level, and it's not all the time, but I mean, on some level, the kids that are interested in Devo, I think they understand that it becomes apparent to them that what was different about Devo from other bands from our time period, you know, it's like, you know, we never said stop making sense. We were always like, you never have to stop somebody when they're making sense. You know, we were pro-information. We were anti-stupidity. And, you know, I think we were actually optimistic. Even though we looked at things and said, hey, you should pay attention because they're falling apart, and the other people our age didn't. Instead, they just let things get more evolved and you know, but I think, you know, I think that if you, I think kids that listen to Devo music, they you know, that somewhere in it, whether they you know, like, consciously go, these guys are anti-stupidity, I think what they and that's a good idea. I think it's, you know, they may not know that, you know, all the time, you know, like, consciously. Kids don't, like, listen to our music and make that connection consciously, but I think unconsciously you do. I think what we were doing with our videos, which we were doing like almost 10 years before MTV showed up, I think what we were doing with our songs and our subject matter, I think it kind of rings true, and it doesn't sound silly now, you know, and that's I think that's why we can see kids at a Devo show, and they're kind of excited about it.
And I have to ask one last question. Pretty much everyone listening to this knows your name from somewhere else, and that was when we were 3 and 4 years old watching the Rugrats, and your name came up on the opening credits. How did you get hooked up with that?
It like 20 years ago, Devo signed a bad record deal. We kind of went into a forced cocoon hibernation siesta state, and a friend of mine said, hey, I'm doing this TV show called Pee Wee Herman, and I want you to do the music for it. And so I started there, and it just kind of fell forward. I ended up doing, you know, like, you skip ahead 20 years, and I've done 60 TV shows and probably about 50-some feature films and, you know, like Wes Anderson's movies and you know, like, all, you know, kind of all over the place, you know, like animation stuff. Rugrats, I'm just hoping that Rugrats will be my saving grace in 10 years from now, when I'm pushing a shopping cart around and I have no place to stay and I'm homeless, that you know, like, there'll be somebody your age that'll, like, they're about to call the cops when they see me on their lawn, and then they'll go, wait a minute, and then they'll go, you wrote the Rugrats theme? And I'll go, hey, and they'll go, okay, you can sleep in the garage this week. Just don't bother the kids and don't make any noise. So I'm hoping Rugrats will be like my get out of jail free card, kind of, when I'm older and indigenous.
Well, I'll keep a spare room for you.
I may be knocking on your door someday.
The last thing I want to ask is, any final words for the young musicians out there who want to start doing things in music as you have?
Do it because that's you. You have to do it because you're obsessed, and you have to do it. And you need to do it. Don't do it for money or for fame, because most of the people that do it for that, they're never successful.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And I look forward to seeing your set tonight.
Yeah, okay. WRSR, Rock School Radio. They're here. They're real. They're alive.